أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رجال لا تلهيهم تجارة ولا بيع عن ذكر الله وإقام الصلاة وإيتاء الزكاة يخافون يوما تتقلب فيه القلوب والأبصار ليجزيهم الله أحسن ما عملوا ويزيدهم من فضله والله يرزق من يشاء بغير حساب. صدق الله العظيم. These are ayah number 37 and 38 of Surah An-Nur. يَهْدِ اللَّهُ لِمَنْ يَهْدِ اللَّهُ لِنُورِهِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala few ayats back said Allah guides to His nur, to His light, whomsoever Allah ta'ala so desires. Amongst them, Allah ta'ala speaks about one group of people, رِجَالٌ, they are men. Here it is also connected to the previous ayah, fi buyutin, that in these houses of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, Allah ta'ala guides these men. The qualities of these men, لا تلهيهم تجارة ولا بيع عن ذكر الله. They are such men that on the one hand, Allah uses the word tijara. Tijara actually refers to trade. Bay, when you sell something. Now when you sell something, it is part of trade. But Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala wants to show, and Allah ta'ala wants to speak about the purity of these people, that neither trade nor sale distracts them an dhikrillah, from the dhikr of Allah ta'ala, the remembrance of Allah ta'ala. Wa iqami salah, number two, it does not distract them from the establishment of salah. وَإِيْتَا الزَّكَى, and it does not distract them from giving their zakah. So now, one important aspect that Allah Rabbul Izzah draws our attention, that a person could be in business, he could be in trading, whatever it may be, but that is a long-term thing. It happens on certain occasions that the sale just comes up. And when that sale comes up, it is the time of salat. It is the time of any other command of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala that we have to fulfill. There is a deal going on. Hajj comes and the call of Hajj is there. So what does and how do these people react to all of this? So they are those people that they will not be distracted from that sale. First will be the obedience of Allah and the dhikr of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Salim, the son of Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, said, once I was in the marketplace with my father, Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and as the adhan was called out, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, the traders left a business and they began to walk to the masjid. So my father said that these are the people that Allah Ta'ala is speaking about, رِجَالٌ لَا تُلْهِيهِمْ تِجَارَةٌ وَلَا بَيْعٌ عَنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. Then we find in the narration that in the time of our Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wasallam, there were two people engaged in two diverse occupations. One was a business person and the other was a blacksmith. Now the business person, as soon as the adhan was called out, immediately he surrendered, he left everything and he went towards the salat, towards the masjid. On the other hand, the blacksmith, and we know that in those days the hammer of the blacksmith was very, very heavy. It used to take him a while to raise and rise that hammer to the top, and then he would bring it down onto the steel or the iron, whatever he was working with. It happened that this hammer was just brought to the top, ready to strike, and Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar was heard. He left the hammer and he did not even strike that piece of metal, and he then responded to the command of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. He is saying that they are not distracted from the zikr of Allah, iqami salah, the establishment of salah, wa ita'i zakah, and giving out the zakat. That is insofar as the physical ibadat is concerned. The condition of their heart, yakhafuna yawman, they fear a day. Regarding this day, Allah Ta'ala says, tataqallabu fihi al-qulubu wal-abasar, when the hearts and the eyes will turn around. Tataqallab in Arabic means something that is turned upside down, and this is used the day of extreme fear. In other words, at all times they are well aware of their accountability to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Akhirat is ever present in their minds. So Allah Ta'ala is present in their hearts, Akhirat is present in their minds. Such are these people whom Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala grants this hidayat, this guidance to Allah's noor. Liyajziyahumullah. The result of all of this is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will recompense them, Allah Ta'ala will compensate them, ahsana ma'amilu, better than what they had practiced. Our deeds are our deeds, but the rewards from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, minimum is multiplied tenfold, and then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala multiplies as much as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants. So on the one hand the deed is there, but on the other hand the recompense, the compensation, the ajr from Allah is far greater, far superior. But Allah doesn't stop there. Allah says, وَيَزِيدَهُمْ مِنْ فَضْلِ, and Allah will increase from Allah's grace, from Allah's fazl, as much as Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala so desires. So on the one hand, it is about the acceptance of deeds. On the other hand, it is the remuneration, it is the recompense, the compensation from Allah. And on the other hand, it is the multiplication of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's rewards. وَاللَّهُ يَرْزُقُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ, and Allah Ta'ala provides for whomsoever Allah Ta'ala so desires without counting. In other words, Allah can give infinitely to whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so desires. Allah make us from amongst these rijal, from these men, that we get this guidance from Allah, that the dunya doesn't matter too much and the akhirat is in front of us. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك.